died alone in Reykjavik at the age of 64. That's a year for every square on a chessboard. He was buried in a lonely graveyard on a bitter winter's night. Just swirling snow and a grave left unadorned. But years before, he was the top of the world, the darling of the press, the golden boy of chess, a gifted genius, grandmaster at just 15, the youngest ever seen. His game was magic and it seemed he had no weakness. Oh, Bobby Fischer, oh, golden boy. His game was magic and it seemed he had no weakness. In 72, the world was split, the Cold War at its height, and the Soviet Union's chess players were unrivaled.